Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Thanks for listening in. Today's topic is on getting what you desire. We'll talk about the desire tool. It's something that I developed to help with getting unstuck because, well, awareness is the first step to moving forward, and if you know what's holding you back, then you can do something about it. So there's that. You can use this tool to help you figure out what's holding you back when it's not readily apparent. And then there's the other way to use it. And that's when you know what's holding you back, but because you haven't been paying attention to it, you need a reminder to get back on track. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I already know that. I just need to do it. I get that all the time when I'm helping people. So when I came up with this desire tool to address these two main problems, either you don't know what's blocking you from getting you what you want and you need to dig in and find out, or you do know, but you need a reminder of what to get, you know, to get back on track. So I came up with this desire tool, and the tool, it covers six areas. And to make it easy to follow, I turned it into an acronym. I figured out how to map these six areas to the six letters in the word desire. So, yes, each letter is in the word is in desire. It stands for something. So each letter gives you this question. And the question is designed to prompt you to think or to act on what you think you need or you think would help you get what you want in life. So now, like, when you use this tool, though, I want to make sure that there are some basic assumptions being met here, some ground, like, some what's the ground underneath us here. And you really need to know what you want. I mean, first of all, you have to have it clearly defined. This isn't just, oh, I kind of vaguely want something. You really need to know what you want, and you need to know why you want it. So let me step back a little bit, and I'm going to explain what I mean. First, give you a little context, because if you don't know these fundamental things, you might erroneously think that the desire tool will be the only thing you need to do and have in order to achieve your goals, and that's not true. The first thing you need to do, or you need to know, is who is involved in getting you what you want. And the second is that you think it's just you. Ah, no, it isn't. The second thing that you need to know is that you have your responsibility is you have three basic jobs to do in this process. So first off, like I said, someone else is involved. So who else is involved? There are actually two parties involved in the manifesting process of getting what you want in life. It's not all up to you. You have a partner. Now, some like to call this co-creating force God, but there have been many names that people like to use, like the field of intention, source, invisible substance. That's a big Wallace Waddles usage, is invisible substance. And there's different other names. But for our purposes, we're going to call this omniscient, omnipresent, co-creating force, the universe, which the universe contains both measured and unmeasured, as of yet anyway, phenomena that we interact with on this plane of thought and matter where we live, okay? And so, as you know, if you've listened to my previous broadcasts, I lean toward the intelligent design school of thought, and that's because of my personal experiences with what, I guess you could say it's with what Ralph Waldo Emerson would have called the oversoul. He had an essay, he called it the oversoul. And it's the oversoul is defined in the dictionary as, quote, a supreme reality or mind, the spiritual unity of all being. Wallace Waddles talks about it in his books that I quote often, and he talks about Hindu monism, the idea of oneness. And so there, that's kind of where my leaning is. But nevertheless, science backs up the manifesting process of energy, reactive forces, changing matter into various forms, in whether you believe that there's intelligent design involved or not. So if you want to think of the universe as a specific divine entity, a general force of collective intelligence, or just simply some sort of reactive energy and matter transference, you know, actions that may one day be explained by science, well, by all means, go ahead and do so. Pick anyone you want. because whatever you choose is fine. And that's the great news, because the process of getting what you want and what you desire doesn't depend on what you believe. So the universe, as we call it, the universe, is your co-partner. It will deliver what you want, but under certain circumstances. And we won't go into this into detail about what each of, you know, what your role is and what the universe's role is, but we're going to talk briefly about how one of the conditions that the universe has it is under your control, because it's not your job to do anything else but a few things. And, I mean, after all, you can't do it all. You simply can't. You're not omniscient. You're not omnipresent. Therefore, you know, you can't do it all, and the co-creating force is. So it knows what needs to happen and who has to be involved with making it happen, as well as when and how it's best to happen. So now, what you can control, that's what we're going to talk about today. Specifically, I'm going to talk with you about one particular part of what you control can control, but I'm going to go ahead and outline for you the three things. There are three major things you can control in getting what you desire, and you're actually expected to control these things as part of the deal with the universe and doing your part to get what you want in life, okay? So here are the three things that you have control over and are supposed to do. These are your jobs. Number one, to state what you desire in clear terms. Number two, to understand and be in complete honesty with yourself about why you want it. And three, to do what you can with what you have wherever you are to make it happen. So the desire tool is something to help you with number three, do what you can with what you have wherever you are. But if you're curious about one and two, I don't want to leave you hanging, so I'm going to say something briefly about each of these. Regarding number one, this one is very simple, but it's important. You need to state what you desire in clear terms, which just means being clear about what you're asking for. The universe can't help you if it can't, you know, if you can't help yourself enough to be clear about what it is you want. So don't be vague. Don't say, for instance, I want a good job, but say rather, I want a good job that meets these basic criteria, X, Y, and Z. So the challenge with this one is filling in the details without getting too hung up on the way it's supposed to look at the end, because when the universe gets involved, it's probably going to end up looking different and for the better overall. Okay, so regarding number two, basically it's this. The universe is in league with your higher self. Now, you might be wondering, what does she mean by the higher self? Your higher self is that part of yourself that guides your life. You might know it as the soul. Most of us prefer to believe that this is the part of us that transcends the body, and when we die, this part of us lives on in an afterlife or next life, eternally, or what have you. Now, again, what you believe doesn't matter to all this. Basically, what you need to know is that you do have a higher self-consciousness, and it's in partnership with the universe for the manifestation of what's in your best and highest good. Think of your higher self as a gatekeeper of sorts, and it only wants what's in your best interest. And this doesn't mean, though, and this is the kicker, it doesn't mean that you get a pass on suffering. Just because it wants your highest good doesn't mean that it's all, you know, joy and happiness, because sometimes the free will of other people gets involved and brings in suffering, and your higher self doesn't control other people's free will. And sometimes your higher self will even consider suffering good for you if it means you're learning or experiencing some, you know, something important. But, you know, this is a whole other conversation. Right now, what I want to do is talk to you about this process, and I just want you to realize that what it means to you is that it's in your best interest to desire something for the right reasons. That is, for the reasons aligned to what your higher self wants for you. So those are the three things you can control. Just review them real quick. Stating, number one, stating what you desire in clear terms. Number two, understanding why you want it and that it lines up with your best good. And what the desire tool helped you with is number three, doing what you can with what you have wherever you are. Okay, so now let's talk about the six areas that spell out the desire tool. I want to walk you through them, give you a little detail on them. The first letter, of course, is D. This stands for discipline. I think you already know that getting what you want in life isn't like magic. You don't get to say abracadabra and then voila, you get your wish. You learned, like when you were a kid, that blowing out the candles on the birthday cake didn't necessarily make your wish come true. But what I mean here by discipline isn't about getting tough and muscling your desire into reality either. It's not the other end of the spectrum, so to speak. I'm not advocating that you push hard like you're training for a triathlon or something. That wouldn't work anyway, because remember, it's not all up to you. What I mean is disciplining your mind, and I mean disciplining in the Latin root meaning of the word, that is, from the verb desere, meaning to learn. To get what you desire, you must be aware of possible snags. I have found that it takes passion along with a dose of real ordered thinking. You have to be pretty organized in your thinking to be truly disciplined. I like this quote by Jim Rohn. He wisely said, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments." Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Right on. So to use discipline as a part of the desire tool, here's all you need to do. It's about awareness, learning what it is you need. So answer the question, do I have the habits or behaviors needed to get what I desire? What is your answer? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then what is it that you need to change? And once you figure that out, then get busy making those changes. That simple. So what is, do I have the habits or behaviors needed to get what I desire? So it's about the discipline. Okay, now if you answered yes, then move on to, and when you get finished with thinking about how you can change that, then move on to the next part of the desire tool, E. E is for expertise. I know, you can learn a lot from looking things up on the internet. You can watch do-it-yourself videos or download an ebook. But when you can't unclog the kitchen sink by yourself, you'll call a plumber, right? And when you need surgery, you go see a surgeon. The truth is that we aren't experts at everything, and sometimes we just need to seek out the help of others. So when you want to get what you desire, ask yourself, do I have the expertise I need? If not, then it's time to figure out who do you know that can help. And if you do have the expertise, then great, onward to the next step, which is, of course, S. Except that before we go there, what I'd like to do is take a short break. Let's take a deep breath, get recentered. I'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. I'm glad to be back with you after that short break for our program, Getting What You Desire. That tune is called Finding Movement, in case you're wondering. It's by Kevin MacLeod. Really nice. Today we're talking about using the desire tool, which is basically a series of questions. They're designed to make you either realize something that's keeping you stuck from getting what you want, or you can use them to remind you to change something you already know you must change. So we're looking at each letter in the word to prompt us into this new area that we need to question ourselves about. And so the first two that we've done of the six areas is discipline. And so the question was if I need to change my habits and behaviors, that will help me get what I want. And the second area was expertise. And so simply, do I have the expertise I need? Next up is S, which stands for support. When you ask yourself, do I have the support of others, and the answer is no, then I suggest you seek out an accountability partner or some sort of group support situation, like get a mastermind group together, that kind of thing. If you're not getting support because people are putting wet blankets on your idea, that's a whole different ball game, right? And maybe it's that you shouldn't be sharing what your goals are and your dreams and hopes are with someone who's not supporting you. Tough to do when they're someone you care about, but they shouldn't be messing with your dreams, frankly. But that's just me. That's what I'm thinking. So support is important. I mean, when you put someone in the passenger seat with you, next to you, driving that car with you, it's best if there's someone who's objective about your goals and they're supportive of your dreams. I mean, but if you do that, you will get to your destination with more confidence, more speed, more determination, excitement. That's a whole lot more fun. So if you're interested in accountability partnerships, wondering what that is, you're interested in group support, you're wondering what I meant by a mastermind group, check out an article I wrote about it called You Don't Have to Go It Alone. I'll put the link with the other resource links for you to access it if you'd like. Okay, and the next area of the desire tool is I, which stands for information. Sometimes you need to ask yourself, am I stuck because I don't have enough information to move forward? But keep in mind that seeking someone's expertise, like the E in desire was, it's different than gathering information because in this case we're talking about what you can learn and use, what information you can go find. When I decided to publish my first book, I realized that I didn't have enough information to make it happen. So I read a book about getting published, and it made me decide to self-publish. I met a friend for lunch to discuss what route she took to get self-published. And after that, I spent some time researching through the Internet until I decided that I had enough information to act. And I knew who I wanted to self-publish with. So about 5 months between when I started gathering information, that's when the book was actually published. And that's how quickly things can really shift when you answer this one little question, do I have enough information and what do I need to know? And who knows, maybe you'll find out that you do have enough information to move forward. You just think you don't, and you're causing your own unnecessary delay. Okay, so after I comes R. R is for resources. And by resources, I mean things such as tools, personal contacts, things like that. When I felt stuck about my dream to become a published author, I quickly realized that this particular one was not the hang-up for me. Actually, my biggie came up in the next area. But why? I mean, why was resources not a big deal? Because when I asked myself the question, do I have all the resources I need to be a writer, my answer was a resounding yes, because the only resource I needed was a computer. And, you know, of course, the software program on the computer. And that's all I needed, and I had that. So what about you? Do you have the resources you need to get what you want? If you don't have what you need, then make a plan to figure it out. The universe might just be waiting for you to get this particular thing going so it can do its thing, so it can do its part. You might even be surprised surprise yourself with this one. Maybe like me, you'll find that you do have the right resource and that this is not really your excuse after all. Sometimes it's all you need to really get things rolling. Okay, last but not least, and believe me, this one can be a big one, so it's definitely not least. It's E, and E is for emotion. And this one has always been the most powerful one for me because it's usually the area where I get hung up the most, emotional hang-ups. For example, I used to have a fear that my writing wasn't good enough or that I would, you know, whatever I had to say would be rejected. I even thought sometimes if I say something, it'll be dangerous. They'll come and drag me out and, you know, string me up or burn me at the stake, whatever, okay? I mean, that's not the truth, but that that was an emotionally charged state of mind that held me back from writing for years. It was a passion I had ever since I was a little kid. I even went to college, got a college degree, and then I stopped writing for almost 15 years. So, because I was really worried about what people would say. So, when you confront a fear or a blocked mindset head on, don't you feel like half the battle is won? It's like I said at the beginning of today's program, awareness is the first step to moving forward. When you become aware of the problem, then you can fix it. But first you have to become aware. And so that being said, I strongly encourage you to spend a few minutes in quiet reflection answering the question, what is my emotional state or mindset in regards to what I desire? And then ask yourself if it's really the truth. Just make a T-chart, and in the left-hand column, this is what I did, write what your emotional hang-up is. On the right side, on the right side column, answer that fear with the truth. So you say what it is that's bugging you, and then on the other column, you really, you know, figure out, is this really the truth? For me, when I was doing this back in early 2008, before I published the book later that year, I came up with 9 emotional hang-ups. Just like, I mean, bam, 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 9. And one of them was the fear that I couldn't make money. And then, so what I put that in one column, and then the other column I wrote the truth that, yes, I could make money. In fact, there are people whose books were on my bookshelf. In fact, I actually came up with a dozen names of self-help authors, people who had written books on similar topics that I was interested in and who I admired. Right off the top of my head, I came up with a dozen people. So just like that, really, when I put it on the paper like that, and it wasn't so monstrous, it wasn't so scary in my mind when I saw it in paper. It looked kind of ridiculous, actually. The emotional hang-up moved out of the way, and it helped me. I kept going toward my plan of being published. And now, this doesn't even bother me. I mean, it doesn't matter if I make money on my writing. As a matter of fact, I don't care if I do. I mean, yeah, of course, it would be nice. And sometimes I do make money from what I do write, especially when I write resumes with people. But really, I write because I love it. And when I figured that out, when I put that fear aside, real love for writing, that became my motivating factor. And the emotional hang-up just totally went away. Interesting, right? Right. Okay, so that's the desire tool, DESIRE. Let's do a quick summary. I want to go through them once again. D is for discipline. Ask yourself, do I have the habits or behaviors needed to get what I desire? If not, then focus on disciplining your mind to increase awareness of your habits and behaviors and what you want to change going forward. Now, I know they say things like, you know, do something for 21 days in a row and you'll change your habit. Nah, it's not necessarily true. It could happen for some things when you do it that way. But there's all sorts of neuroscience behind this. You should look at Joe Dispenza and the work he's done with understanding the 3 parts of the brain and how it functions to actually change our habits. And another tool, it's something I've been using for years, ever since my colleague pointed it out to me, and that's the 13x4 process, where you pick something you would like to focus on and you do it one at a time for 1 week at a time. And that's been a really good thing for me to try to change habits and behaviors. So anyway, some ideas for you. D is for discipline. Ask yourself, do I have the habits or behaviors needed to get what I desire? And if you don't, change it. E is for expertise. Ask yourself, do I have the expertise I need? If not, then it's time to figure out who you know that can help. Maybe you have to hire them. Maybe you can barter with them. So go get some expertise if you need it. S is for support. Ask yourself, do I have the support of others? And if the answer is no, I would strongly suggest getting an accountability partner or plug into some group support of some sort. There's no need to do this alone. I is for information. Ask yourself, am I stuck because I don't have enough information to move forward? And if so, go get the information that, you know, you can get on your own. Get what you can learn and use, all right? And the other information that you need that you don't have, maybe that expert has it, right? Okay, R is for resources. Ask yourself, do I have all the resources that I need? Maybe you need stuff like a computer, special software, a portfolio, personal contacts, and expanded network, and so forth. If you don't have what you need, don't stay stuck. Make a plan to obtain what you need. Get moving. E is for emotion. And you notice that all this, by the way, goes back to discipline, right? So get what you need. Get what you need. And it takes some discipline to do that. Anyway, E is for emotion. Ask yourself, what is my emotional state or mindset in regards to what I desire? Then ask, is this really the truth? This is where the fears that block you can be recognized and called out for what they really are. And I like that acronym for fear. False evidence appearing real. Or in other words, illusion. The fear is illusion. All right, so with that, we come to the end of the program for today. Join me next time for Design Your Own Life Plan. For that program on August 16th, I'm thinking of the quote also by Jim Rohn that I love so much. He said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. In 2010, while I was working on a course with one of my colleagues, we developed the systematic way of designing a life plan. We wanted to look at everything in a person's life, not just career, so that you kind of look at your whole life. So I'll share that with you next time. In the meantime, thanks so much for tuning into this program on Getting What You Desire. I hope you enjoyed the Desire Tool and you'll put it to good use. I want to thank Doom Dance and Kevin MacLeod for our music today. Please check out the links to their sites on the webpage, as well as to see other resources about today's topic. And if you're interested in my books, courses, and other programs, or if you want to connect with me through Facebook and Twitter, you can see all those links at angelaloeb.com. That's angelaloeb.com. And please join me every first and third Sunday here on Be Radiant Radio, where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential. Get what you want in life and shine like you're meant to. In the meantime, be well and shine on.